Good evening. My
Hello.
name is Hello, good evening. My name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you a registered voter in the state of Florida?
Yes.
Thank you very much. It won't take long. And now, what is your current official party voter registration on file with our county elections office? Are you registered as a Democrat?
Republican.
When you, there is a Republican primary election in Florida, do you vote always, some of the time? I'm sorry, always, most of the time, some of the time, rarely, or never?
When there's what?
When there is a Republican primary election in Florida, do you vote always, most of the time, some of the time?
Most of the time. Yeah, most of the time.
Thank you. Now, do you recognize the name Rick Scott?
Yes.
Do you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of Rick Scott?
Favorable.
Do you recognize the name Donald Trump?
Yes.
Do you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of Donald Trump?
Favorable.
Thank you. What about Ron DeSantis? Do you recognize the name?
Yes.
Do you have a favorable? Okay. Thank you. What about Keith Gross?
Who?
Keith Gross.
I'm not sure who that is.
Okay, that's fine. We can move on. Now, if the 2024 Republican primary election for Florida's U.S. Senate seat were held today, for whom would you vote if the candidates were Keith Gross and Rick Scott?
I'm not sure who he is, so I don't know. I'll have to see which one
okay.
I would vote for.
That's fine. Do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance as Florida's U.S. Senator?
Yeah.
Is that an approve or disapprove?
Yeah, I approve.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance reducing federal spending and the size of the federal government?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I approve.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance on protecting Social Security?
Approve.
Thank you. And I just want to take a few seconds to thank you for your patience, but we still have a few more questions to go. So during the 2022 election, Rick Scott served as the chair of the Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee and was in charge of helping the GOP take control of the Senate. Despite favorable political conditions, including the unpopularity of Joe Biden and a poor economy, Republican Senate candidates in many key states lost races most thought they would win. Some blame Scott's suggestion to cut Social Security as a reason. Now, does Scott's failure make you more likely to vote for him, less likely to vote for him, or does it have no effect on your vote?
No effect right now.
Okay, thank you. Finally, I'm going to ask you again. If the 2024 Republican primary election for Florida's U.S. Senate seat were held today, for whom would you vote if the candidates were Keith Gross and Rick Scott?
Same answer like I said before. I don't know.
Okay. Thank you. Now,
yeah.
For demographic purposes, what is your age? Are you between 18 and 34, 35 and 49, 50 and 64, or 65 plus?
50 and 64.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White or Caucasian? Black or African American? Hispanic or Latino? Asian or other?
Hispanic or Latino.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself Cuban American?
No.
In terms of your gender identification, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you very much. And with this, concludes our survey. Once again, thank you very much for your time and have a wonderful day, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.